Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
And it came to pass that the king, then in the fourth year of his reign, was heavy with woe. A great plague had descended upon the land. Churches and counting houses stood empty. People cowered and homeschooled in their hovels, venturing out only for food. Even then they covered their faces in fear. Farms lay fallow for want of serfs. Workshops stood silent. Markets were bare. Private equity firms circled like wolves. In desperation, the king assembled his counselors. He reminded them that, to retain the mandate of heaven, he must win the quadrennial plebiscite, only months away. His approval rating was in the mud, and a pretender to the throne was gaining followers from his basement. The king demanded a solution. Otherwise, he thundered, the counselors would be fed, one by one, to the press. They returned a few days later, fizzing with ideas. The keeper of the treasury suggested a tax cut. No, said the king, many of his subjects now had no incomes and thus no taxes to cut. The royal alchemist proposed selling untested magic potions to ward off the plague. No, said the king, those would only raise false hopes and likely kill more voters. The high priest of the temple advocated human sacrifice to reopen the economy. The king turned royal purple in anger. Enough with your timid half-measures. I need something big. I'm a king. Suddenly, the royal historian leapt to his feet. I've got it. Start a foreign war. People always rally around a wartime king. Your rule will be saved. Thereupon, from ministries to think tanks, the search began for a suitable country to invade. China, the obvious candidate, was ruled out because it held much of the kingdom's debt. Iran, a pain in the royal derriere, was dismissed because the king had unwisely allowed it to develop nuclear weapons. Another longtime enemy, Russia, was given a pass because of the king's admiration for its tyrant. In that fashion, all the nations of the world were eliminated, all but one. It had no army, no nukes, was neither creditor nor debtor of note. Besides, the king couldn't even find it on a map. And so it began, the great, glorious, patriotic war with Costa Rica. To be continued. Your faithful servant and chronicler, Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.